from the need of simple medicine, but also from a soaring of cancers, particularly childhood cancers, due to, amongst other things, the depleted uranium used in 1991. But this is also the most experts on childhood trauma, so this is the most traumatized child population on Earth. And now, can you imagine, with them being on every single day, how much more traumatized they are? And I'd like to tell a story, I should tell it at Crowley, but it gives the best illustration. In 1998, when the Christmas bombing happened, and Blair stood in front of his resplendent Christmas tree and said, "We're bombing Iraq." I got through to a doctor friend of mine who has a large house in Baghdad and a large family. And he said to me, "You know, Felicity," he said, I'm used to operating or like anesthetics. I'm used to people just dying and shouldn't die. I'm used to the children dying. I do my best." But he said, "I swear to you, when I come home and the rumbling of the bombing starts," he said, "I swear to you, I can hear the cries of every child in every house in every street of my neighborhood." So he arranged for them to come back from neighboring houses, so the children gave each other support. And then he hesitated and he said, "You know, I hope you won't be offended when I say that when the bombing stops, we are left in the dark, surrounded by the urine and feces of the terror from the terror of the children." And I'd like to finish just by talking about one little boy who, for me, speaks for all the Iraqi children. There's a little boy called Jassim, who I met in a hospital in Basra, and he was 13 years old, and he had cancer, and they couldn't get good medicines for him. And he told me he was going to be a poet when he grew up. And he read me one of his poems. And it said, "The name is love, the class is mindless, the school is suffering, the governor is sadness, the city is sighing, the street is misery, and the home number is 1,000 sighs." And I said to him, "Jassim, can I use your poem in what I write when I go home?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "I'll send the articles back to you. You can see your poem in print." And I did, but he'd already died, so he never saw his poem in print. Just another child, all the Iraqi children whose dreams just died with